We're here at the 36th Annual Chili Bowl Nationals with Wayne Johnson. Wayne, it's awesome to have you back on the show. We've chatted before, but this time we're at the Chili Bowl. How's everything going so far?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't got going, but Monday was pretty good. You know, practice felt really good. Probably one of the better cars on practice night that I've ever had. So I don't know if that's good luck or bad luck, but it rolled around there nice. I'm excited about tonight, so just got to have a little luck. You know that.
How much Chili Bowl experience do you have?
You know, I think this might be the seventh Chili Bowl, but it's been 5 years, I think, since I've run. So, you know, we've had some success in the building. I think I've been in the show 3 of the 6 times or something like that. So excuse me.
Yeah. So you got pretty high expectations for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as long as you know how this is. This place, you can have the best car and the best driver in the building. If you don't have any luck, you're going to be screwed. Right. But, you know, just got to keep your nose clean early and you know, try to pound away just past as many cars. You know, what is it? 12:30.
Yeah.
You know, in about an hour and a half, that's going to dictate pretty much the start of the night.
Yeah. You know, I know you're familiar with Passing Point System, running a lot of ASCS races. You know, the last couple of years you've been with World of Outlaws, so you've been more of a qualifying format. Do you have a preference between the two? Like, I know some drivers say they don't qualify well, but they race better, so Passing Points kind of works better for them. How do you feel about the two styles of racing?
You know, it is what it is. I think the All-Stars have the best format there is because you only qualify against your cars. The Passing Point thing kind of – I mean, it's a good thing, but if you draw bad heat and got a whole bunch of cars in there, well, then the draw's not that good.
Yeah.
So that's the part that dictates that much of it. But I don't know, you know, if you got a good race car and you're fast, I don't think it matters where you start or where you draw.
Yeah.
You know, the cream always rises to the top. But I don't know. I got mixed emotions on both, you know. I said something last night to a guy. We were bullcrapping, and you draw for position. But I may start something here, and you might get this going. But the Chili Bowl format, okay, so you can pick your nights. Well, some guys change nights. I think they ought to do a thing leading up to the Chili Bowl by – 2 weeks, 3 weeks, who knows? I don't know what the number is. But do it on flow.
Like a lottery or something?
You draw
for
your day.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You could put all of Keith Coon's cars on one night by luck of chance.
Right.
But why not?
Yeah.
You got luck of the draw in the building when you get here, so why not?
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
It would definitely.
Here's the thing. I don't know who I don't know. I'm looking around here. This car right here, black. I don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah,
but you know what? He could win a prelim night if he gets the right night.
Not
a lot of guys, or you know, you take all the coons. So why not?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah,
it's the luck of the draw when you get in the building. So why wouldn't it be the luck of the draw what day you get to be on what race?
That's really interesting. You know, I know some guys that choose to race on Friday night because they try to work as much of the week as they can. But you're right. As far as like all the big teams and stuff, they kind of. It almost would appear like behind the scenes they're talking to each other, hey, I'll race this night, you race that night, we'll battle it out on Saturday.
Right.
So.
You know, and having 400 cars, you know, hell, we're at a disadvantage because we never run these cars.
Right.
So, you know, you never know. Maybe get the luck of the draw and get the right night.
Yeah.
You might not. You might get, you know, you might get a shitty night. But at the end of the day, I think that'd be pretty cool.
It would be interesting,
You could do it live on
flow. It's a curveball for sure,
And, you know, have a computer-generated thing, Brian Holbert, yourself, whoever is in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's going to be home watching. And, oh, shit, I got that day.
Yeah.
You know.
That'd be cool, like a Chili Bowl draft for
wouldn't
nights.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Because here's the thing. It's all luck. I mean, I shouldn't say it's all luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, if you got a good car, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're a good driver, the whole package works.
Yeah.
You know, McIntosh, you know, he came through the C to the B to the A.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're good, you're going to make it. But
how far does that draw go in your head when you know, like you said, you got a hot rod. It was fast on Monday. You draw the, you know, last in the last heat.
Perfect.
You just go to, well, yeah, that's most option
want.
For passing points.
That's what
I
want.
But yeah.
I don't want to start on the front row.
Yeah.
Because if your car's decent, you can pass cars. If you start on the front row and you just have a little bit of a hiccup, your week's done.
Yeah. So for you, it's just a matter of just knowing you got a hot rod and just going to work.
For sure. You know, I'm excited. I don't get to do this much. You know, like I said, it's been 5 years, but on practice night, I've probably felt better than I have ever.
Well, what's your goals for the week? If we're talking Sunday afternoon, Chili Bowl's over, what's a successful week to look like to you?
Oh, you know, I don't know. you know, I'm optimistic. So I want to be on the big, in the big show on Saturday. You know, we've done it three times. So, you know, that's my goal.
Right.
So I don't know that anything other than that is going to be, I'm going to be happy. So, but at the end of the day, it's just for fun. This race doesn't pay enough money to even pay for what we're doing here.
And, right.
And I race for a living. So it's about fun. And we didn't even own these cars till Tuesday of last week. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We picked them up Tuesday and got them back to the shop at like 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. So it was a pretty quick turnaround. I don't think we even entered the Chili Bowl till Thursday.
Wow.
And then I think they park on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, just real quick, you know, that's, I didn't realize it was that quick of a turnaround. If you want to touch on the night Witt had last night, he had a pretty impressive night for having little to no experience in a midget.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he did really good. A kid's a good race car driver.
He is very good.
And, you know, he was pretty upset a little bit just because he wasn't sure how this was going to go. And I just said, had fun. But these are really good race cars.
Yeah.
I mean, and we have Wayne Simmons, and I know you know Wayne, but every time that I've been successful in this building, Wayne Simmons worked on my car. Me and Wayne talked a lot. As we set that car up, Witt was complaining about being too tight. And I said, you're not too tight. When you lost the transfer spot and got up on the wheel, the car worked better. I said, you just wasn't driving it hard enough, you know. But now the kid's good. And I, you know, it sucked that he didn't get to, because we had a game plan. I said, all right, you're in the feature. It's 30 laps. I said, you got to miss all the shit for the first 10.
Yeah.
I said, just miss all of it. I said, you move up.
Yeah.
You know, and sure enough, if he would have stayed out there, what would he run, 12th or the 13th or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that put him in the C?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, now he's in the E.
I have trouble following all that, but it's a much better – you know, they say, like, every position on the prelim night feature is, like, two rows in a alphabet on Saturday. So,
I think he said – I think they said him finishing 24th puts him in the E main.
Yeah.
And I know 8th is in the B, so he would have been –
yeah,
in
somewhere
the
C in the
C, D, you know. Okay. But whatever, it's he did a great job, and hopefully we can maybe do that same thing. Yeah. I don't want to have to go through all the B's. Hopefully we can just go straight through the heat, through the qualifier, straight to the A.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good to me. That'd be fun to watch for us. We appreciate your time, Wayne, and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, buddy.